Thousands of security forces have been deployed to enforce a curfew in the Muslim-dominated Kashmir Valley ahead of a separatist rally planned for Monday. But thousands of people took to the streets in defiance of the curfew Sunday, and Muslim separatists said they would go ahead with the planned rally on Monday. The news agency Press Trust of India reported that at least 15 journalists were beaten by members of an Indian paramilitary force despite having curfew passes. Bilal Bhatt, bureau chief of the Indian news channel Sahara TV, says he and his colleagues were badly beaten.
They simply told us to leave the car and start beating us with gun butts, with their sticks. And I got injuries at my chest and my elbow and the lumbar. And one of my assistants got fractured his right arm. And then two police personnel, those who were watching nearby, came to our rescue and then took us to the nearby hospital.
Tensions have escalated over the past 2 weeks with a series of protests calling for an end to Indian rule in disputed Kashmir. Several separatist leaders have been detained or put under house arrest. In some areas of Srinagar Sunday, Indian paramilitary forces threw rocks at houses, breaking windows. Authorities banned local cable television channels from broadcasting news and current affairs programs, charging they included what one official called inflammatory content. Moderate separatist leader Shabir Shah said Muslim separatists would go ahead with the planned rally and march to Lal Chowk in Srinagar on Monday despite the curfew.
अगर ऐसा होना, हमने लोगों से अपील किए हैं कि वो कल कर्फ्यू के बावजूद.
He says we appeal to people to march peacefully. He said security forces were intimidating people to prevent them from attending the rally. In the past few months, Kashmir has seen some of the biggest pro-independence demonstrations since a separatist revolt against New Delhi's rule broke out in the region in 1989. The latest demonstrations grew out of protests by Kashmir Muslims against a controversial land transfer to a Hindu shrine in June. The government later rescinded the transfer, which in turn stirred protests and communal tension in Hindu-dominated Jammu province. Muslim and Hindu protests across the region have killed at least 34 people and wounded hundreds more. India and Pakistan both claim divided Kashmir and have fought two wars over it since the two nations split in 1947. Shahnawaz Khan for VOA News, Srinagar.